Okay, welcome back to the Carbateaks podcast series. Now, this is part two of our interaction with Dave Reed from PVD. Now, a few weeks ago, we were very lucky to take the PVD theory exam, and we had a really good discussion about regulation in the detailing industry. And that discussion caused a lot of traction. I had a lot of messages. There was a lot of comments, etc. And I think, Dave, you'll agree, that conversation needs to continue. And we'll evolve that conversation, but it was really, really good fun. And as part of that podcast, I think it was Andreas very bravely asked on our behalf whether we could take the PVD theory exam live under exam conditions and all that kind of stuff. And then irrespective of how we all got on, we were going to do this podcast to see the results. So we've taken this exam already. We all know our individual results. We don't know whether what everyone else has got. We don't know what everyone else has got in terms of passing fails. So this could ruin some people's YouTube careers, but that's not
absolutely
what it was about.
And some egos.
And some egos as well. So first of all, to everyone that took part, including myself, very, very brave of us all to do this test. So let's hope we all pass. Everyone thinks Andreas is going to win, but there's some people have advantages.
You will see an ego in this podcast slowly but steadily crumbling. I think.
No, I reckon Steve can cope with it. Okay, so we'll just go around everyone, see what everyone has been up to, and we'll then just go over to Dave, so he can explain for those of you who haven't seen the original podcast what the PVD process is, and then we'll get into the meat of the podcast. I don't think this podcast is going to take them too long, but you never know with us five, and we'll probably be here about 9 o'clock. So, Andreas, just quickly, what have you been up to over the last few months? I've seen you're quite busy on Facebook, which is nice, engaging with the detailing community. Have you got anything else that you've been doing? Any mini projects or anything like that?
Nothing I can talk of right now.
Ooh.
Because that's a development that happened during the last couple of days, which may result, I mean, it's not a huge secret, which may result in a new place I have here in Switzerland, which then would become my new video location, training location, maybe also a meeting location if you guys want to come over to Switzerland at one time. So
definitely,
that's not yet fixed. So I'm working on it right now.
Fantastic, exciting times! Exciting times. We will all take you off a trip to. I think we can fly into Geneva, isn't it?
Can we visit? Can you take us to Swissfax there, Andreas?
I could, but then I probably would have to stay outside the factory.
Anyway, moving on. Steve, obviously we've just come back from UK Detailing Academy for our sort of bespoke machine polishing course, which was a great day last weekend. What else have you been up to? I know you're busy with various projects going. Is there anything you can talk about at the moment?
Yeah, no, not too much I can actually talk about at the moment, but as you quite mentioned...
Very secretive, isn't it? It's very cloak and dagger, this.
There's a few bits and pieces, yeah, that come into light. I will share with you personally. I've had a couple of deliveries as of late, or shall I say pallets, which is quite exciting, of some bits and pieces, some other secret squirrel content that I've got to create or would like to create in the background. More will come to light as well regarding that. But as you quite rightly said, we've had a couple of trips to UK Detailing Academy. One was we'd done the advanced, wasn't it? I believe one of the advanced courses.
201, isn't it?
And then we've just been there recently to do a TCB day, which if anybody hasn't been on one of those, it's a must. It's a definite outcome. Whether you're into detailing, no matter what skill level you're at, it's a must. And just for that, just for the meet and greet of people like-minded, was worth it for me. We will be more dates coming on that. We're probably looking around September. And we're going to focus on coatings. So we can go through the wash process, in brackets, decon, shall we say. Then we'll go into the paint correction again, obviously. Again, no matter what skill you are, doesn't matter. And then we'll go into protection, i.e. brackets, coatings. Show people how easy they are or how difficult they can be, and show them some process in and around that. But business as usual for me, creating content, which I love to do. We have done, or I have filmed, a back to basics wheel cleaning video, which I'll be getting edited in the background, something through the month of June. We are doing it TCB, so that will come very shortly. I'll try and get that edited this weekend so we can get it out. And we've all picked a certain area. But yeah, as I said, nothing from me as normal.
Excellent, Steve. I would just say on that last machine polishing course, I did not know that you could do certain things with a DA that we were taught. And that was the eye-opening for me. You know, DA, you can ship. Surely that's a rotary thing. But anyway, get on a course. We're going to do another one. Really, really eye-opening course that was. But we always have a great time at UKDA. So,
yeah, Rich and Ely. Don't need to feel worried, Andy. We split the groups into experience. So we had one section where people were had never picked up a machine polisher.
Then you were on that one, weren't you? Section.
I was on the first one where I've never picked one up before. And that went quite well. Then I moved up quite swiftly into to the DAs and finished up in the rotary all in one day. So, yeah.
And force rotation as well.
And force rotation was on offer as well. But it was good to see certain skills. Obviously, I spent all my life with a rotary. So I've picked up the DAs in the force rotation now. But it was, good to go back and obviously help show people and give them a bit of advice as well on the machine polishers. No, thoroughly good day. Keep a lookout for more coming up very soon.
Cheers, Steve. Will you change over to DAs?
Would I what? Sorry, change over to a DA?
Will you change over to DAs?
Yes.
Cool.
But I still prefer...
Okay.
I'm using a Forced a lot more recently because I find it's the best of both worlds.
It is, but it also is the worst of both worlds.
Yes. I like it because I'm quite heavy-handed. But as we found out on the weekend... using a DA without worrying about the free spinning orbit of the machine actually was still very, very powerful at cutting.
It was
just good to see.
No, good. Okay. All good. Thanks, guys. We could do a chat. I mean, in fact, we could have done a podcast post that UK DA event quite happy anyway, but we're here to discuss PVD results because I am still nervous, but I'm looking forward to this. Carl, you came to UKDA as well, enjoyed it. Anything that you're sort of focusing on apart from loads of videos of myself, which are going really well?
So, like you said, it's we did the UKDA day, which I managed to get on the rotary again, but learn a lot more skills with. So that was really, really advantageous to increasing my knowledge in the detailing world. But just focusing really a lot on our ceramics period for this year and going through those and obviously heading back to waxes, which me and you both love anyway. And just looking forward to actually next month and wax stock starting.
Absolutely.
So,
we still need to get Andreas to wax stock.
We do.
He said he did say he'll go next year. So we're going to go over to Switzerland and drag him back. We're going to put him in a suitcase.
I have been happy enough to watch Carl's videos from day one, from his first ones he did with you, Andy. And watching the latest ones, the ceramic series, I have to say that you can really see that Carl is developing into a fantastic presenter as well. I think the steps you took there, the development you had there in your videos is
stop
quite
laughing,
amazing.
Dave.
I wanted to point out that it's amazing. It's amazing to see.
Now, but if anyone isn't aware, I'm actually blushing at this moment in time.
that's a good point you've said, Andre. I don't want to embarrass Carl, but we've had a few people on the YouTube comments talking about the evolution of Carl, and bearing in mind, and that factors into whether he's passed or failed, we need to remember that the car's only been detailing for about six, seven, 8 months, and people have been noticing his development, and I totally agree, Carl, a lot more confident. And that confidence is because you're generating that knowledge. Okay, so right at the start, I think you were probably nervous about saying anything because the detailing police would come down on us like a ton of bricks, but you're enjoying it, and that's the way it should be. Yeah. So,
that's the worry that you gave me when saying that the detail police would go all over me if I said the wrong thing. However, you're right. As my experience and my knowledge of the processes and the chemicals and everything else has increased, my confidence in front of the camera and giving that information has also increased. So it's made things a lot easier for me and made our videos a lot free-flowing.
Yeah.
Go on, Steve.
One thing I just wanted to touch on with Carl, even though he hasn't been in the detailing industry that long, One thing I think what's different with Carl is he constantly asks questions, research, and you can see that that's coming on now, and the research that he's been picking up by hours of researching and reading literature and so on and so forth is now transferring, isn't it, into his skill set. So no, fair play to you, Carl. Really good work.
Are we going to change the title of this podcast to Praising Carl?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, praise for praise.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, really good. And you've been to the training courses and all that kind of stuff. So you're investing time and money into your development. And ultimately, you've been trained by the best. Anyway.
Yes, Steve.
No problem. Always welcome, Carl.
Sorry, keep you waiting, Dave. Dave's our VIP. We should have come to Dave first because he's our special guest. I know, Dave, you are a very busy man. So, as always, thank you very much for sparing an hour or so to talk to us. So, can you tell us what you've been doing over the last few months? I know there's been lots of shows and stuff that you've been doing, but care to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me back on, and it's great to catch up again with you guys. So I couldn't make the TCB polishing day at the academy because I had to work and juggle my diary because I had a couple of days out that week with Rich and Ian at the Garage and Body Shop show at the NEC. So the diary was in need of me working the Saturday. So sadly, I couldn't join you guys. One of the things that I've been working on over the last probably 5-6 weeks or so is, and in fact, the UK Garage and Body Shop show, both PVD and the IDA shared a stage, and with Rich did a talk on regulation in the detailing industry. So the audience at that show is sort of garages, body shops, MOT testers, but they're trying to, it's the slightly smaller show to Auto Mechanica UK. It's run by Auto Mechanica. And last year was proof of concept that detailing as an industry had a place at the exhibition. And this year was year two, where we had, you know, a lot more demonstrations, product suppliers, manufacturers there. We decided to, Rich, myself and Craig from the IDA decided to do a joint talk on the stage on regulation in the detailing industry. So it was sort of a Q&A thing. We just ad-libbed, Rich asked questions and we fired away.
What sort of feedback did you get from that, Dave? What sort of reception? Because we said, sorry to interrupt you, but we said on our podcast that there's some going to be people that are going to be pro regulations and some are going to be scared, nervous of regulations because they don't have that free license to just say and do what they want about their products. But what sort of feedback did you get from that audience at that event?
Well, there wasn't really an opportunity for feedback because it was like a 45-minute slot. And then literally we're wheeled out and the next speaker gets wheeled in. But I think given the audience is, you know, mechanics, you know, body shop professionals, MOT testers, they're much more used to regulation, particularly mechanics and MOT testers are much more used to regulation in their industry than in the car wash, you know, car valeting detailing sector. So it was no surprise to them that we wanted regulation, but I think what was a surprise to them was that there is none.
Yeah.
You know, that you can actually, I mean, I opened up by saying you can start off in this industry with a bucket, a 50p sponge and a push bike and go out and earn money, you know, legitimately. I mean, you might not be, you know, a car care professional and doing the best by the vehicle, but you can earn money in that way. And I think that was a bit of a surprise to many.
No, excellent. So we're all busy people. And thanks, Dave, for not saying that it was a big secret, like Andreas and Steve, who are very, very cloak and dagger. Thanks for opening up and telling us what you're actually doing. So it's nice. It's nice to hear someone who's confident to tell us what they've been doing. So no, that's great. So like I say, great to see you all again. And thank you for coming along. So before we go on, just to put into context what we did, Dave, do you just want to describe sort of the process PVD membership, whereby the theory test is one part of it. And then we'll open up to the floor about discussions and all that kind of stuff. And we've already discussed offline that we're not going to go into too many specific details, because we are conscious that people pay for this. And you as an assessor do not want us to let out the bag loads of questions whereby people have got an unfair advantage over previous people. So just quickly go, quickly tell us about the PVD process for joining. And then if people want to explore that more, go back and have a look at the previous podcast, because we discussed all the benefits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So PVD is the UK's largest trade association. It stands for the Professional Valeters and Detailers Trade Association. It's a not-for-profit organization, and it's my turn to have the dog barking.
Is that your dog, Dave? Is it? It adds ambiance to the podcast.
This time it's not mine.
Yeah, well, I've only got the one, Andreas. So the first step is when a detailer makes an application to join PVD, I do a number of checks in the background from the office. They have to send me a copy of their insurance. That's a prerequisite. Not just, you know, public liability for, you know, 50 quid for £1 million worth of cover if a passerby trips over a hose pipe or a pressure washer hose. They have to have professional indemnity insurance that covers damage to goods worked upon, etc. So I check their insurance, make sure that they're properly insured. And that does vary depending on whether they're mobile or unit based or both. I then look at their website, their socials. I check their reviews. They have to give us links to their review system. And the other prerequisite is that they have to have 1 year's trading as a professional business. Not doesn't have to be limited, can be a sole trader, but 1 year's trading as their primary income. So we're not saying you've got to be full-time, because many people start out in this industry part-time and then they work up, but it needs to be your primary income for 12 months. That's sort of stage one. Stage two is, once they've satisfied all those prerequisites, I set up a PVD theory exam with them. I first send them an invoice, and when they pay that, when they pay that, I set up a PVD theory exam with them, which is the exam that we all did together a few weeks ago. It's a 100 question, multiple choice exam that is a pass or fail, and the pass mark is 80%.
Just on that, Dave.
Yeah.
You didn't hold any punches, did you? We done and sat the full exam.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You guys sat exactly. So the exam, the 100 questions are pulled from a bank of, you know, about 250, 300 questions. So no one exam is identical. They're all different. That is partly to protect the integrity of the testing system. But we use some software called ClassMarker, which is what they use at the UK Detailing Academy as well, for their levels courses. And you sat the full-blown 100 questions. You all would have got slightly different questions, but you done the
full. Dave, I was really disappointed with that, because I was going to plan, if I had a sticky question, to subtly message one of the other guys, I'm having issues with question 14. But A, that you made us use our phones on video so you could see if I was cheating, and the fact that all the questions were different, it was very, very serious. But
it was a strict time frame, wasn't it? We were set the exact same time frame as everybody else.
And if you go over that hour, it's a fail, isn't it? Is that right, Dave?
Absolutely. And we won't say who it was, but there was one of us who was very, 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 very close to failing.
Yes. Squeaky, squeaky bum time.
Yeah.
I know. Absolutely. Steve, it's a disgrace.
59 minutes and 57 seconds or something like that.
I like to think about it. I like to digest the question and have an internal discussion about it before I answer. Sorry, Dave, go on.
No, and it's designed so that, I mean, most people finish it somewhere, depend on experience and knowledge, somewhere between sort of 35 and 50 minutes, most people. So there's room in there, for, you know, if you need to take time to absorb the question or spend some more time on a question, there's time in built in so that you're not rushing it. But if you don't complete it within 60 minutes, it's a fail. I don't set the time for 60 minutes. I didn't tell you guys this at the time. I set it for 90 minutes, right? Because if somebody, the system will shut off at 60 minutes and you'll get the home screen of the exam back and that's it, game over. If someone's on question, you know, 98, and they're at 59 minutes, I'm not going to, you know, there's a bit of leeway. If somebody goes into 61 minutes to finish the last question, you know, it's a bit harsh, you know, and they get a good result. It's a bit harsh to say, you know, you scored 98%, but you did it in 61 minutes. It's a fail. So,
yeah,
you know, we need to be a little bit pragmatic about it. So I do set it so it doesn't shut off at 60 minutes. But
and how much is the cost, Dave? Normally,
okay, so
the membership. So the only reason I say that is you could be missing out on a trick here if they miss and just go over the time. So you were doing really well, but you're going to have to reset it again. That's another £300 or whatever it is.
Well, so the if somebody doesn't pass their theory, then when we talk through their results, we work up a plan between us on what they need to go off and, you know, research, get some training, you know, go off and, you know, try and fill those gaps where they haven't satisfied the pass mark. And they come back and they get a free reset. We do give everyone a free reset. So you get two shots of it.
You're safe, Steve. You're not playing again.
And there isn't a price just for the PVD theory, because that's stage two after I've done the initial sort of background checks, if you like. After they pass their PVD theory, they then go off and do a practical assessment with one of 9 PVD assessors that we've got around the country.
Andreas, so, quickly, ask him if we can do it, Andreas. You're our spokesman. Andreas, ask him if we can do the practical now. Go on, go on. You'll have to come over from Switzerland, though.
That's your plan. I see.
I want to do the practical.
I mean, so, I will agree to it. If I come to Wackstock, then yes, let's do the practical as well.
Right. That's it. We've got it. Next year, it's happening. Yeah. Good.
So the practical is about 3 hours. It's not a whole day. It's 3 hours. It doesn't go into, you know, bearing in mind this is a, I think I explained on when we met on the pod to do the, you know, last regulation. Time when we talked about this on regulation. This is a baseline benchmark entry point into the professional car fair world. It's not, you know, we're not, the practical doesn't go into paint correction, into, you know, the makeups of the how much polysilazane is in a ceramic coating. It's an entry level based benchmark. So it's basically what we would call the wet work up to and including a chemical decontamination. And interior knowledge, interior care. There are some paint defects that are shown on flashcards, and we would expect the candidate to be able to tell us what's a swirl mark versus what's clay bar marring versus what's a fisheye versus what's a stone chip, etc. But we don't go into the detail of that on an actual vehicle, but there is an actual vehicle there for the assessment. If we do the practical assessment, I'd probably need to do it myself, because the cost of the whole PVD approval process is £299. Mm-hmm. And PVD pays the assessors £150 of that for their time in taking the practical assessment for us. Yep. So, you know, if I got one of the assessors to do it, it would cost me a shed load of money. Or yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a question because I hope with a lot of the TCB members, and this isn't a question, I probably get, I would say maybe 5 to 10 times per week. Can you help me set up? What do I need? What do I need to buy? This sort of stuff. And obviously, I just direct them towards yourselves or to gain a bit of training first before they, you know, go out there. One thing I do get asked, and I don't know the answer from, what do people pay, please, for insurance, for actual car detailing insurance? Because I think that's a lot of people, as you said at the start, would like to go and grab a bucket and sponge, call themselves, you know, a valet or a guy, and want to get out and earn a few pounds. But you know as well as I do, they only need to pick that sponge up that they've dropped on the floor, take a swipe down the side of the vehicle, or run it under the arch, or wherever it may be. Let's call it down any black car with a bit of metallic pearl or flip in it. We're talking thousands of pounds worth of damage. What would the insurance cost, please, for somebody wanting to get into the industry, please?
So it does depend, to be fair, Steve, whether the detailer is mobile or unit-based. Because if you're unit-based, you've got premises, you've got cars. In an insurance world, they call it the vehicle's in your custody. But whilst the car's in your possession, particularly if you're working on cars over a number of multiple days, you know, it's having overnight stays in your premises. So it does vary, but for an average unit-based detailer, perhaps with something like a two-car sized unit,
yes.
The insurance, proper insurance that covers all the appropriate requirements, is usually somewhere between, depending on where they are in the country, 2,700 and 3,500 pounds a year.
Okay.
Roughly, sometimes a bit more. If you are doing car storage as a bolt onto the business, then that ramps it up even more. And then there's all sorts of bolt-ons you can get, like, you know, loss of earnings cover or illness cover, because, you know, most detailers are self-employed. And some take out, if they undertake training, they need to have professional indemnity insurance. So that covers, you know, so if Rich at the Detailing Academy trains you in a certain way and you go off and do something and then you burn through the paint and you say, well, I was taught to do it that way by the UK Detailing Academy. They need to have professional indemnity insurance.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm just in the process of talking to PVD's insurer, because PVD has an insurance policy, you know, not least of which we need it because we're a trade stand at Waxstock and we need public liability for events. But I've started talking to my broker for PVD's insurance about professional indemnity, because I get calls all the time from PVD members asking for advice on what to do on a vehicle that's got a certain contamination that sometimes is described extremely vaguely over the phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a photograph, sometimes I get a video if I'm lucky, and I'm providing professional advice as a trade association on the steps that they can take to attack that contamination to try and remove it or polish out this defect or whatever. If it goes wrong, they could quite rightly come back and say, my trade association gave me that advice. So, you know, I need to look at professional indemnity insurance as well now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Make sure it's a phone call, not a text, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a mobile, what would we be saying? Just roughly 1,500?
Mobile, you need to have public liability and damage to goods worked upon. Generally about between sort of £1,300 and £2,000.
Thank you. Yeah, just it will help me pass on some of that information across. And as we're talking, obviously, about PVD and the, you know, the IDA, obviously, that's if people do join you, you can put them in contact with insurance companies and that sort of stuff with discounts, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got deals with insurance companies where they will pay for, if you sign up with a policy with Kingfisher Classic Insurance, they will pay for your PVD assessment. And if you're already, because they want you to pass it, because they recognise, having taken a look at the theory and practical exam process, that if you pass it, you have less risk. And
it's risk mitigation, PVD, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you are already a PVD member, then they will give you an automatic 10% off. So if you're on a £3,000 a year policy and you're saving £300, that's paid for your PVD membership three times over for the year.
Yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
No, really good, really good. Good question that. And then we did go into a bit more around that subject in the main podcast, so go and tap into that one. So I'm getting itchy feet. I need to know. I basically need to know what Andreas got. I need to know. Right. Okay, so what I'm going to quickly do...
This is savage, isn't it? This is savage.
No, it is. Because I tell you, I've been pooping myself because... So this is a bit of fun. I'm not a professional detailer, but... me and Carl have had a chat about it, and I think me and Steve, you know, there is an element of OMG if I don't pass this, you know what I mean? But
it's egg in my face, isn't it? We've spoke about it to say, well, we hope that we've built up enough credibility and years experience for people to say, do you know what, if Andy's saying something or Steve's saying something with their experience and showing its use, that I can trust them. And this, I believe, is giving some sort of kudos towards that, and I hope that, well, I've done all right. I hope I've done all right, because otherwise,
I just hope I beat Steve. I just hope I beat you, mate.
guys, actually, if we think about it now, it's actually worse. We all, as a collective, put YouTubers at the risk. Because if we would all have failed, then the argument would have been, well, there's the proof. YouTubers don't know shit.
Absolutely. And we could have. So I do take my hat off to you, everyone, including myself, because it was it was your fault, Andrea.
Was it?
Because you suggested it. And then straight away, Dave said he can do it. And I'm going, Blame the Swiss guy.
It's okay. Blame the Swiss guy.
But we followed through. Dave entertained us. We've done it. We're here to discuss the results. So before we come on to Dave, and I don't know how we're going to play it. I think Dave knows our results and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to quickly go around everyone and get their feelings on the sort of the questions. Because me personally, I'll quickly go first. I'll go around. But the surprising thing about the questions was it was all, and this is what I liked about it, and I think I put on a Facebook page that now I knew the style of questions and what was asked, I would have confidence if I wanted a card done, I would go to PVD and get a one of their members to detail my card, because I now am privy to the questions, and it was all about... It was about the business philosophy, okay? Business integrity is about insurance, but it was about safety, the whole theme right through. It wasn't about, I don't know, which is the better wax. It was nothing about that kind of stuff. It was about all the stuff that PVD need to assure themselves that someone's not going to damage a car, all right? And I really liked that focus. And I don't know what I expected, but... There was a lot about, you know, the ratios and all that kind of stuff. So I like the focus of the question was on safety, so much so that if I go to a PVD member to come do my car, I know that they know the safety behind it. Steve?
Off the back of what you've just said, again, through my socials, I get contacted a lot. I live in Huddersfield. I live in Birmingham. Could you pass me on to a detailer? You must know people up and down the country, even into Europe. And I said, yes, I do. But as Dave's probably seen now through TCB on my own socials, my response straight away is get in contact with, after sitting the exam, I feel exactly the same as you. Somebody has sat that exam on that broad range of questions, and they've got insurance, and they would
and they've practical
and
as well.
Practical, and you need to research what you're doing. Now, I'm not trying to scaremonger anybody, but unless you really are invested in this, you could fail it quite easily.
Steve's giving a clue away there, because he wouldn't have said that unless he passed. So we know that Steve's probably passed. Otherwise, he's just made himself look an idiot.
Following on from what you said, if, and now, as I've already done, I pass them over to PVD because, and Dave's seen that already. Yep. And he's already put people in contact with people in and around the country, because you're right. If they've got to do the practical and that, plus all the insurances, and you've got to have been trading for a year. Yeah. I wouldn't mind letting any of those guys obviously touch any of my vehicles. And I am very protective over my vehicles, and I'm sure we all are.
We also discussed, Steve, on the previous podcast that it's not just a question of sitting an exam, doing a practical, and then, you know, just cracking on in your journey detailing. There is a follow-up assurance piece by PVE to make sure their detailers are maintaining that standard, and it's not just a learn and dump strategy to get your PVD membership and all that kind of stuff.
Follow, so, didn't you say, Dave, you follow people's reviews, Trustpilot reviews and this sort of stuff to make sure people are not only, you know, doing a good job, but they're polite, they're courteous, and everything else, which... Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do.
And also, if the review, so if somebody, if a customer leaves a review on the profile page of the business on the PVD website, it comes through to me before it gets posted. So if there is a, well, one, it enables me to make sure that people aren't reviewing themselves from a secondary email address. But it also means that if there's a problem, we can try and resolve it. You know, if a customer leaves a negative review, I've got no problem with posting that because it's an accurate reflection. But I can reach out to the customer and to the PVD member to say, what's going on here? Yeah, there's two sides to the story. Let's try and get a resolution to the issue.
Brilliant, brilliant. Steve, you're sort of mic live at the moment. And just quickly, what were your thoughts? Were you surprised by the direction and the focus of the questions? Did you think, like me, that it's going to be a lot about what gives the best gloss? What, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was nothing about that, was it? What was your summation of the question?
I mean, one of the – it's chemistry, isn't it? And, you know, when we all talk about – you know, dilution ratios, and everybody keeps mentioning 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10. You're like, have you got an 1100 mil bottle then?
Correct.
No, yeah. Liter. You were not using it at 1 to 10. And if you stipulated, you know, you're 1 to 10 and stuff like that. So I assume they're going to ask me, like, I don't want to give too much away, a 1 to 4, a 1 to 9. And I didn't envisage it would go into that. You really had to think about it. And then I'll go, but the time, I've only got an hour.
What looked the closest one?
Yeah, but it was a broad range, and I've seen some of my answers. I come back, and I wanted to question a couple of them because I'm based in a health and safety.
Right, so we know that Steve didn't get 100%. Now that's another bit of
information. My daily job role is obviously project management, construction, compliance. I won't give the full title away, but I assumed I would have sort of walked it. Maybe that says it comes across as being arrogant. But no, it was definitely got me thinking.
Oh yeah.
And I was really impressed with the broad range of questions that were there. Very impressed.
Yeah, I was. I was, Dave. I must admit, I think the question set was nailed. And how should
they? Well, they could add to it.
Hold that current, Steve. Hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought. Carl, thoughts on the questions? Was it surprise to you, or is that pretty much what you expected?
So, obviously, being the least experienced out of us all taking that exam, I was entering this with somewhat of a bit of trepidation. But no, do you know what? It is where I thought the exam would go. You're testing that person's knowledge of the process, the health and safety, the business side, and everything else like that. You need to, PVD have to have that confidence in that person that they have the basic knowledge to be able to carry out that job. And I think it for me personally, absolutely nailed it, because me being, by that time I'd been in sort of working with you and getting into the detail around about 12 to 13 months at that stage. And it did put me under pressure, because obviously I'm at that stage where you would be first approaching PVD to get that registration. So I think, I think it was bang on.
Fair. Even taking the test, because you find me someone who's been doing detailing for a matter of months, putting himself on a camera, knowing irrespective of the results that we're going to film it like we are now. So fair play to you, mate. And you know, the fact that you got 48% is nothing to be embarrassed about.
I don't know that.
Okay, so I hope for you, Carl, if you pass when I see you tomorrow at work, I'll shake your hand because I think that is awesome. And because I know the questions and I struggled with some of them. Dave said on the podcast, it's a real, it gets you thinking. And I think Dave took some video screenshots of us, and it was probably me doing this, working out bloody dilution ratio. I know. That's my thinking head.
I think there might have been a couple of swear words in there for me because I knew I'd gone wrong on previous questions when I figured out what I'd done wrong. And it was like,
yeah. And Carl
is the shining example of why. I think all of us often say experience doesn't really matter. If someone says, I have been doing that for 30 years, that doesn't really matter. Detailing is not rocket science. And Carl proves perfectly that within a few months, the knowledge is all out there. Watching videos, reading stuff, taking courses, and you can become somewhat of a topic expert within a few weeks. Or
Andreas, he hasn't passed yet. We don't know if he's passed yet.
I have good faith in him. I have good faith in him. I'm not so sure with you, Andy, because there were some questions regarding the quality of Swiss wax, and we all know where this goes with you.
No, let's not go there because this is really so far. This video has been so easy to edit. Okay, let's not make work for me. So, Andreas, bearing in mind that you were taking this exam in not your native tongue, yeah. And the fact that I think Carl's already alluded to, there was quite a lot of business law stuff by which you may not be privy to. How did you, really interested to hear this, how did you find this? Because you're quite heavily invested in this whole concept of regulation. I think it was early discussions with self and everything. What did you think of the question set? Do you think it was targeted in the right areas? But I know we're going to come back to this because we've got some ideas for Dave at the end of it. Yeah. But what were your thoughts?
It was not at all what I expected. I have to say that. Okay. Now I have a university background, and taking tests at university are designed to test your knowledge, and I somewhat expected that. But what the test actually is as stupid as it sounds, is a test, but it's also a learning experience, because those questions, even if you don't know the answer to them, get you thinking, and get you thinking in the right way, and get you thinking in the sense that, oh, I have not thought about that one. Maybe I should in my line of work. And that's the thing that stuck with me, where what I thought is it is extremely intelligently designed, this test. That gives the detailer or the testee the feeling that it's not actually a test. It is there to help him and in his line of work. That's what took me by surprise. And the not being in my native language, that was not so much the issue, but more the stuff that you said with the UK legislation and business knowledge stuff, because that's obviously not something I have to deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really
pretty good.
I know, Andreas. Fair play. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's quite funny. Over to Dave shortly. We all had our strengths or advantages and disadvantages on this one. Like I say, I've been detailing 25 years. I've been cleaning cars for 25 years and been heavily invested in my sort of detailing journey over the last 5 years. You've got Steve, who professional detailer for years and years and years. That could be a disadvantage because we have got an ingrained way of doing it ourselves. And I think UKDA training course ironed out a few of our personal ways of doing it. And Dave did say, answer the questions, how you would teach someone rather than what you're actually doing yourself. So me and Steve had to come back with that. You've got Carl, who's relatively inexperienced, but has done some really good professional training courses. And I can vouch for him. He's all over it. In fact, on video, off video now, he was passive at the start. We now argue. So if I say something, now Carl's challenging me. And I'm thinking, all right, soldier, calm down. You've only been doing this for a year, but he's right in what he said. And I like that. He's getting there. And obviously, Andreas, not so conversant potentially with the business or and all that kind of stuff. So we all had our potential strengths and weaknesses on this one. And I need to know who passed, who failed, what we all got. As long as I beat Steve, I don't care. Good luck to everyone. I know. So, Dave, do you want to run with this? I don't know. Yeah, do you want to give our results?
Go on. Shall we? Yeah, we could do this like the Eurovision, and work from the, you know, fourth place to the first place. Or
as long as I didn't get nil pois, I'm all right.
Or we could go alphabetically, but then I was thinking, well, even if Andy, we use your full name, Andrew, is it Andreas or Andrew first?
All fine.
If we go alphabetically, it's Andy, you're first. So,
yeah. I don't think you should go last to first because Steve doesn't like going at the start.
But then again,
why
don't we make it interesting for the viewers and not say the overall results from the get-go, but why don't we go through the, I mean, you had categories, right? Like business administration, chemical knowledge. Why don't we go through the categories first, talk about our points there, and then at the end on the overall result? Because that will keep the viewers on their toes.
Okay, right.
And make things interesting, even if Andy can't take the nervousness. Right,
I can't.
Now.
I need to know. I need to know what McMahon got.
Right. So let's... let's start with Andreas.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
Everybody's now. What?
No, just look at our faces.
So, the categories, the first one was business administration. So, to be fair, Andreas, this is the one that was going to be challenging because it's very UK centric. It's all about UK business legislation. So business administration, your percentage score was 84.2%.
Wow.
It's not as bad as I thought
it would be. Good.
So you scored 16 out of a total of a possible 19 points in that category.
That's okay. I can live with that.
I would.
Chemical knowledge.
Oh, now that will be
that's got to be 100%. He's a chemist.
You smashed that. That's you got 100%.
Of course,
well done, Andrea.
We wouldn't expect anything.
So, anyone watching the Facebook or any questions Andreas's knowledge and his when he's talking about chemical compositions of products, back in your box, 100%.
Now. Come on, it's not that bad.
And then the next one is customer relations.
Ooh.
So,
oh, this is brilliant.
We thought the challenging one for Andreas was going to be business administration because it was all UK business legislation. But in customer relations, you scored slightly less than business administration. 83.3%.
Got to sort out your bedside manner, Andreas.
Next category was health and safety. You scored 95%.
Good.
And good. The last one was process methodology. You scored 93.3%.
Okay.
So that's 3 points out of a possible 45.
The funny story really is because I got myself into a situation in which I have the reputation to be quite a bully online. And look at which category I scored lowest. It was customer related. So it was to be expected.
Wasn't there a big enough section to write a long enough answer, Andreas?
Fist bump, Steve.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Who wants to go?
Well done. Well, so we don't know his overall result, but well done. I'll go next, Dave. Get me out of the way. I need to know.
Okay. Right, Andy. So on business administration, 94.7%. On chemical knowledge, 94.4%.
Got you there.
Well done.
Customer relations.
It's got to be 100.
100%.
Oh, yes. I'm such a nice person.
Health and safety.
100%.
100%.
I think you already beat me.
I know the process one's dodgy because I know I bodged up. I was going to swear there, bodged up on a few, but go on then. Is it process next, is it?
Yeah, process methodology, 91.1%.
Yeah, I think you still got me overall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, another fast. That's two of us have passed.
See, first, he can keep tally now of what everyone's getting.
How many questions of the category customer relations were there?
Actually, only 6 questions on customer relations.
Okay. So that means.
So in your case, you scored 5 out of the 6.
It's not equally distributed. Okay.
Right. I need Dave. I need to know what Steve got. Put me out of my misery. Right. Sorry, Carl. I need to know.
My legs are going 2 to a dozen here.
Big Steve. Right. Business administration, 89.5%.
Come on.
That's only slightly better than me.
All right.
Chemical knowledge,
100%.
Yes.
Well done, Steve.
Customer relations, 100%.
Yes. Right. I'm starting to worry now.
You should.
Come on.
Don't give him health another 100 days.
Health and safety.
I know he doesn't have 100 there because I've seen his videos. He never wears gloves, so.
You got 90%. You scored 18 out of 20.
Gloves and masks.
You can't post this, Andy. You can't share it.
This is close.
I just wanted to say that's really close between you two.
Well, all of us really.
Methodology. I mean, I think if there was just one or two other questions in that category about transporter tread plates and wheels, but you got 95.6%.
Oh, that will be close.
That is. That will be God, so that, close.
That is bloody close. Right. Anyway, we'll find out shortly. Carl, right, good luck.
And now all three of us will be embarrassed because Carl beat us.
Yeah.
We all three will be deeply embarrassed by Carl now.
So these percentage categories are not the pass-fail. It's the overall percentage that's the pass-fail. Yeah? So in business administration, you scored 15 correct out of the 19 questions, Carl, which was 78.9%. Chemical knowledge, 16 out of 18 questions, 88.9%.
Well, Carl.
Customer relations, 100%.
Yes, Carl. The nice guys are detailing you.
You
and me,
are
Carl.
Nice the guys, exactly. I'm not.
Health and safety, you scored 17 correct out of the 20, 85%.
Good.
And process methodology, 88.9%.
Good.
That's good.
And to be honest, I didn't know what Andy was saying earlier. I didn't know that background, Carl, that, you know, you'd only been involved in detailing for, you know, 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Those scores are, for somebody that's new into the industry, are stunning.
Yeah.
Well done, Carl.
That's a really shining example there.
What in total, Carl, is it now that you've been cleaning, detailing, just...
So I got my new car. That's when I started. I got my new car last year, and I started to sort of start to dig into it once I got it, which was around about, I think when I started really talking to Andy and all that, was probably about the March time. But the first time I really got into it and I was helping Andy out was probably July last year. So I'm actually just short of a year in really sort of diving heavily into this
nice
as such. And it's just been a massive rabbit hole, honestly, since then.
One of the things that I look for when somebody applies to join PVD is their terminology, and making sure that they describe what service offerings their business offers and their processes to make sure that they're using the right language. When you say when you got your new car, you really started digging into it. What do you mean by that?
So it's obviously
a cheap jibe.
No, I want an answer.
My cleaning regime before the new car was somewhat dodgy.
Nicely done.
So now the overall results. I think Carl and me are rather close, and the winner is either Andy or Steve. But it will
please be let me beat Steve. Please let me beat
close.
Steve.
Extremely close.
Come on, right. I need to beat the McMahon. Come on, go on then, Dave. On. Let's do it.
Okay, right. So.
Let's go in the order
that we went through the categories. Andreas, you passed with a score of 92.6%.
I'm happy with
bloody
that. Wow.
Hell.
I'm happy
with now that. I'm worrying. Well That's done, good. Andreas.
Well done.
Bloody good.
Cool.
Congratulations.
So Andreas is in first place at the moment. Right.
Next one was Andy.
Yep.
Andy, your total score was 94.4%.
Nicely done.
Start worrying, Stevie boy. Thanks, Dave. Cheers. Happy.
Leave Steve till last. Tell me mine.
Carl, let's jump to Carl. Let's just keep Steve.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
good. So, Carl, you scored 87%.
Happy
again. That's so impressive. You should be really happy with that.
I'm proud of you, mate, because the pass mark's 80%. We do have people fail. And, you know, for 6 or so months into the industry, that is a brilliant, brilliant score.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think, without down talking any of our other results, that's the most impressive one, I think.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah, very much so. Brilliant.
100%.
And then, I don't normally get embarrassed.
Last but not least is Steve, who scored.
Hold on, wait. I'm not ready.
What was Andy's 94.4?
I just need to decide how I'm going to react if he beats me. Do I congratulate him or do I sob? Right, go on there, Dave.
Wait. Before we say the result, what's in it? What does each one of us do?
That's all I need.
Bragging rights. Yeah.
A t-shirt in the next video. I beat him.
All right, then. Yeah, we'll do a t-shirt.
Okay, yep. Steve. Tails tattooed on his ass.
Your overall score was 94.
Oh, you.
No.
0.4%.
Oh, you're correct. I'm not having that.
No way. I'm not having that.
I'm a tie. Andy, out of his misery, telling the truth that I beat him by 94.5 or something.
No.
Is that honestly the truth, mate?
94.4%.
Exactly the same.
Exactly.
Well done. Well done, Steve.
However, what I would say, Steve, is Andy did get 100% in health and safety.
All right. Don't share this. Nobody at work.
Love, gotcha.
No, brilliant. Then again,
to be fair, he doesn't wear gloves in his videos. You applied a wax with PTFE in it by bare hands. So you are out of that as well.
I got told off on YouTube for that. Yeah. but then what's it? Paul Dalton used to do it with his hands anyway, so that's good enough for me.
Wax does not have PTFE in it.
Oh, his damn.
Wex does not have.
You're right. You are right, actually. You're right. Yeah, I use shield. So no, that was I don't know. I've been nervous for weeks for this. All really, really, really good results there. And like I said,
a really good experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Really enjoyed it. Enhanced my knowledge. Not that I didn't find PVD credible, but I didn't know that much about it. But knowing people go through that theory exam, hence why, like Steve, when people ask him recommendation, Dave, I'm just dropping your name in. And what's the beauty is you're in there recommending local details and everything. So I'm really happy that Steve didn't beat me. Slightly disappointed I didn't beat him, but well done. What we should have done is have a tiebreaker question, but I'm not going to do that right now, Dave, because if I don't get it, I'm going to sub. At the moment, I'm happy. So,
that's the perfect transition into our surprise that we have for Dave.
Absolutely, couldn't absolutely. So,
exactly, oh, yeah. Because Dave, what we talked about in our little group was you said that you are right now developing an additional test, an intermediate, maybe a professional test as a second or third stage or follow-up test to that one. And we as a group said, why don't we come up with interesting questions for these additional tests, and each and every one of us comes up with his version of the additional test. So each and every one of us wrote down some questions, I think at least 20, and we will send them over to you. And maybe
Andreas, sorry to interrupt. No, I've done 20. The rest of the guys have done 20. You won't have just done 20. How many have you done?
I have done a little bit more.
Yeah, 50 that
is,
at least.
That is, 50. That I have is done 50. Amazing. And maybe you can work them into your system, and then we can do a follow-up podcast in which we each take the test of the other ones and then talk about the results as well. And maybe you can come up with a best.
You're doing us over again, aren't you, Andreas? Here,
what?
You're doing us over again here, Andreas. We survived.
I do because I'm really interested in to see how you do with my questions, because those are.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna. I made up with that. That is fantastic, and I'm so excited to see them, because you know, this is really shaping the future of the industry together, and I love it.
Exactly.
What I thought you were going to say was, we have all written 20 questions, and you, Dave, are now going to sit our exam.
That's part of the deal. You will have to take that test as well with our versions.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good idea. We've risked what reputations we've got on this, so I think you should do the same like that.
And you know what? Although I run PVD, I'm still a PVD member through my detailing business, and I still pay my subs every month. I had a Zoom call cancelled about 3 weeks ago in the evening. I used some of that time to reset my PVD theory, because the questions are always going to be different because they churn out the system. So I reset my theory just to keep recent.
Yeah, go on.
I did beat all of you.
Oh, buddy. No, we've all got 20 or 30 still. We'll email them to you. And I think we shouldn't just stop there with the podcast. I'm liking these discussions. And like Andreas eloquently put earlier, this isn't just about a test. This is about learning. And I learned a lot from the questions as well. So I've really, really enjoyed the process. I think it's been fun. It's been nerve-wracking. And well done to all of us for passing, really, because and I know we keep blowing sunshine at Carl's ass, months in the business. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. A massive thanks to Dave. Dave, you didn't have to do this, you're busy. And we really, really appreciate it. I like the fact that something, an embryonic idea that popped out of a podcast has come to fruition. We've seen it through to the end, and I thank you all for that. Absolutely brilliant. Has anyone got any final things to say? Because we're doing well, actually, because this is only just over an hour podcast, which is good. And hopefully everyone will watch to the end. Has anyone got any final thoughts before we hand over to Dave for the final talky bit? Andreas, well, you happy?
You said, Steve. Andy, was people shouldn't be afraid to sit and take the exam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is as Andreas put, finding out additional knowledge as you go through sitting the exam. I say we're going to go into some more questions which we think we could be, you know, updated, and we'll probably talk about that in a minute. But yeah, I really, if you are going to take it seriously, you want to get into, you know, detailing and make a business out of it, I think you have to. It's a must to go through the PVD. And as I say, I wanted to follow up that we will be doing the practical exam, I think, to go through and just complete the set. So thanks again, Dave, for letting us do this.
Thank you so much.
And putting in your own personal time, you know, for us to be able to do this. So thank you, mate.
No, not good word. My good. Absolute pleasure. It's been brilliant.
Carl, anything?
No, exactly what you have both said. It's been an experience. I've learned some stuff. I learned to actually engage my head a bit more when answering some of those questions, but we won't go into those. But it definitely gave credibility, although we knew there was credibility to the PVD side. It gave us that understanding of that credibility that they hold. So, thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Any final thoughts, Dave? Like I said, big praise. Love the engagement. You are a gentleman. I'm not going to embarrass you, a top bloke. And I think the whole PVD thing is absolutely brilliant. And your work hopefully will develop and aid that regulation piece, that confidence in making our industry a bit more regulated, honest. I suppose honest is a good word, isn't it? Sort of product point of view, but we didn't really go there on that one. But any final thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, you know, guys, thanks so much for putting the time into, you know, drafting questions for, you know, what could be a where we started this conversation this evening, probably before we went on air. You know, V1 products, V2 products, V3 products. What could be PVD theory V2? Mm. You know, the next level. So, you know, that is fantastic. Nobody that's a professional in this industry does this to get a certificate on their wall. And you know, the PVD process is a learning opportunity, and people are investing in their own professional development that then helps make their business a real success. But what I would like is if you guys drop me an email with your postal address, I would like to send you all your PVD certificate to say that you have passed.
Nice. Thank you. Thank
you. You know, something for you to value and say, yeah, I achieved that, because it is, you know, it is a real achievement. But I've
that's
really
a good idea, actually. Sorry, Dave. That's a good idea, Dave, because Steve can do about 5 Insta reels off that certificate. So that'd be my turn. He's so gonna beat me up when he sees me next. Sorry, Steve. I love you, man. I love you.
Best comment so far.
Go on, Dave. Sorry.
No, it's great. It's great to get your feedback. And you know, if you have got, you know, other things that you don't want to say to me on air, if you like, then you know, I'm always open. I want to be open-minded. I can't take credit for those the PVD tests, the exam. You know, those questions were written by, you know, people like Bert Yule, by Rich March, Ian, James Keeley. You know, there's been a number of people involved in evolving this process over the years. But you know, I'm the guy who's running PVD now, and I want to take it to the next level. And if we, you know, if we can introduce an advanced set of questions, then I'm up for it, because I really want people to invest in their own professional development and learn and grow along the way.
Fantastic. So I think we're going to stop there. We've done well in this 1 hour 10 minutes. So first of all, thank you for everyone you can see on screen. Really, really good that we've seen this right through to the end. Well done on everyone passing. Andreas, great idea for instigating this process by asking Dave online live that we can do this, and fair play to Dave, he's seen it through. So integrity to everyone. But we will be doing more podcasts in the future. We'll carry on our podcast series with Andreas. I don't think we've done a He'll Be Back Andreas podcast for some time, so we'll get around to doing that. And we're all doing stuff. Follow us all on our social medias, etc., etc. I thank you all. I hope everyone's enjoyed this. I can now go and chill out. I've got to rush back to work now, but it's all be good. So thank you very much, everyone, and we'll roll the outro.